Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're in the spring. We're dealing with our allergies. Some of us are getting to open up the windows, maybe not necessarily use our power grid as much. But we are being warned that swaths of the U.S., big parts of the United States, are going to probably in the near future, if not extending into the future, going to have to be dealing with rolling blackouts. We see it in California. We see it in Texas. But much of the country is going to have to be prepared for this. Now, last month, the North American Electric, let me give credit where credit's due. We need these guys. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, they oversee and they make recommendations and they kind of keep their eyes on our power usage and, try to kind of sound the alarm of when we need to get our acts together. We have a recent headline from today, but last month they talked about how increased electric vehicle charging demand and changing load profile underscore the need for cross-sector collaboration. Now, they use a lot of big words, but when you read between the lines, they look kind of scared, all right? They say the advent and adoption of electric vehicles is ushering in a transformative era in transportation, posing unique challenges to the grid. You think? And necessitating a cross-sector coordinated approach to ensuring bulk power system reliability, resilience, and security. Historically, the transportation sector has been independent of the electricity sector. But now this changed quickly as EV charging is depending on, quote, safe, reliable, resistant, resilient, secure, and affordable delivery of electricity. So now we have a headline. I've been seeing this on multiple news outlets. I'm looking at the one currently from Daily Mail, saying that the U.S. is going to be facing the risk of rolling blackouts because electricity demand, they don't even mention electric vehicles, is going to double because of these AI data centers, crypto mines. Apparently, they use a lot of power. These innovations in AI, cryptocurrencies, clean energy initiatives require vast amounts of power. So when we're told to get rid of our gas stove and get electric, hey, that's, again, adding more to the grid. And our grid is not as strong from what we understand. Look at what's been happening in Texas, notwithstanding the horrible fire that they just had. So they say projections for electricity demand over the next 9 years have more than doubled from 221 gigawatts to 564 gigawatt hours per this year. Now, that was a almost double jump in 1 year. And this is why, as a physician, I just want everybody to use some common sense. I need people's insulin refrigerated. Okay? All those weight loss shots, those weight loss drugs, they got to be refrigerated. Okay? When the heat hits, and I live in southern Nevada, and boy, does it get hot, we want to be able to access our air conditioning. I'm going to be talking about heat-related illness in a couple months. And sadly, we have people getting heat illness, heat sickness, heat stroke. We need our air conditioning. We need to have reliable power in the winter. We need reliable power to keep people warm. And we have decided to push this narrative that electric vehicles are completely safe for the environment, which we're finding they aren't. I like electric vehicles. They're cool. I'm eventually going to get one, but I'm not going to get one to save the environment. I'm getting one because they're kind of forcing us to. But I do not want to drain the power. When I do my laundry, I try to do it at the non-power needs. A lot of us in Vegas, you know, in Southern Nevada are kind of already trained on what to do with your house and what to do with your water consumption and your power, because we know that once there's drains and once there's blackouts or grid infrastructure issues, now we're screwed. So I'd rather get into that habit of figuring out when not to overload the grid. Many people say, Dr. Dahlia, the electric car thing is fine because we're all doing it overnight. And most of us are charging overnight. No, no, most of you are not charging overnight in a few years. People in apartments cannot charge overnight. People in apartments don't have grid, don't have the power. And so they have to drive up to places to charge. We are going to be turning our $365 million people population, all right, let's say 300 million because 60-some are kids, into using cars that are going to be relying on electricity. We're going to be cooking with electricity. We're going to be needing, due to climate change, more air conditioning, more heat due to extremes. Are we preparing for that? Is anybody talking about generators? Is anybody talking about, hey, guys, if we're going to be pivoting to cars and electricity, maybe we need to go old school on some other things. Now, I'm a fan of solar power. I think solar power is great, but you need to have a backup. Okay? Now, we've had some cloudy days. Sometimes the sun isn't shining. I want to make sure we always have backup. But I'd like to see a little bit more discussions on, all right, guys, you know, why don't we cook with the barbecue? Or what, although we got to be careful with the acrolein, and I don't like people eating charcoal type things because the acrolein produced that could be carcinogenic. So you got to make sure you're not charring your food. But why aren't we hearing more old school recommendations so that we're not always using power? Use less power. Use less power. In fact, in a matter of weeks, we're going to be hearing from our local power company to use less power because the grid is going to be overwhelmed. Well, why aren't we teaching people that? Instead, it's go get your electric vehicle. We're going to have electric charging stations all over the place. Well, apparently, you're having companies and entities saying, we're not there yet. And this latest headline isn't even talking about electric vehicles. They're saying our AI is using so much energy. See, I used to work in human resources and marketing, so I would type. I had pieces of paper. I would walk up and down stairs. Once you started to use computers, that also pulled on the grid. And now that you have more people working from home using their computers, it's somebody's not doing the thinking, and we need that. So I'm glad somebody is, but I don't want power outages. I don't want rolling blackouts when it's super cold, when it's super hot. That's not cool. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So daylight saving time starts this Sunday. Clocks spring forward, which means we lose an hour of sleep this Sunday at 2 a.m. And this is ridiculous. This is so stupid. I don't know. As a physician, I can't tell you how many of my patients can't stand it, how many of my listeners can't stand it. I have been asking and begging for years for Congress to do something. Most of the states have passed legislation for us to stop this archaic change of our time twice a year, which makes no sense to me now in 2024, and it's salt. We still today are changing our clocks twice a year, right? So we are currently on daylight standard time. Then we go to daylight saving time. And standard time, I actually prefer, a lot of doctors prefer standard. There's been a lot more health benefits noted with this time of, you know, how we, the way the sun rises, and even though the sun is setting earlier for us, I just always seem to prefer this. I don't do well once it switches, but honestly, guys, I'll support either one. Just stop the time changes. My platform is just stop the time changes. I don't care if it's daylight saving. I don't care if it's standard. Nevada, California, multiple states have already legislated and had passed that they are going to only be daylight saving. Other states were going to be standard. Nothing's happening until Congress approves it. Now, the Senate, a couple years ago, did unanimously support Marco Rubio's Sunshine Protection Act. But in the House, it stalled. Nothing happened. In fact, I think something made it to Pelosi's desk. This was a few years back. And then it was tabled within 12 minutes. And I remember posting that for you guys going, I don't understand this. Then Pelosi was no longer Speaker of the House. I still don't know what's going on. So let's talk about what's happening here. Last spring, Congress introduced House Bill 1561, allowing states to elect to observe year-round daylight saving time and for other purposes. So in order for this to happen, you need Congress saying okay. The Senate had Senate Bill 582 to allow states to elect and observe year-round daylight saving time. Senator Marco Rubio, every session, introduces a Sunshine Protection Act. Bipartisan support for this. Not happening. Not sure why. Now, some people think it's because, I think one congressman, it was a Democratic congressman, this was a few years back, we got bigger things to deal with right now, sorry. Okay, I get it, but I see some of you guys, I see you joking around in the halls of Congress, I see you can't just quickly pass something like this, aren't you supposed to be voting on bills? This is, the majority of Americans want this to happen. Some are concerned that you have some states wanting daylight saving, some states standard. So it could be a complete cluster where rather than the time zones, you don't have people all aligned. You know how it's kind of a mess now with Arizona and Hawaii, where they either change or they never, actually, they don't change. They keep their time year-round. But for us, we feel like they are odd man out because we never know what time it is 6 months of the year. And so we already have inconsistency. I get we learned our time zones, but I think we'll be able to figure this out. And I think Congress can lead us into doing either daylight saving or standard time. I think we'll be able to pick one. There is a petition I started on change.org. We have a few hundred thousand signatures. Go to my website or go to my Facebook or Twitter. Or this article talking about the daylight saving time, click on it, share it. We need Congress to hear that this is something that Americans want. There are a few people who love the time changes, but they don't love the twice-a-year time change. They love the fall back, or they love the spring forward. But if you really ask every American, the majority do not want the double time change. So, guys, we can move on this. Somebody needs to do something. So where did this all start? How did we get here? So, obviously, we have the history that included Benjamin Franklin, although it's not Benjamin Franklin's fault. He had written an essay for Parisians. He really liked the French, and he wanted to, I guess, impress them. And he wrote a piece called An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. And in 1784, he explained how fewer candles could be used if people woke up earlier, making more use of nature's early light. So some other countries were like, well, we could do that, where we could switch our clocks depending on the solstice and the sun and all the other things. But it wasn't until the World War I when we started to see more countries use it. So during the Great War, I think Germany had already started using daylight saving time. Then President Woodrow Wilson signed it into law in 1918. Now, he wanted to conserve coal, and then it eventually repealed. You know, like, well, war is over. But then in 1942, FDR wanted to assist the conservation needs during the war. So they called it wartime. Not daylight saving time, but wartime. After the war, there was no federal law to maintain the time change, so states did what they wished. Well, it started to get a little bit chaotic. So the Uniform Time Law of 1966 attempted to unite states in this effort. So President Lyndon B. Johnson is the one that gets credit for the Uniform Time Law. He decreed that daylight saving time begin on the last Sunday of April and to end on the last Sunday of October. States did have the right to exempt themselves, which I think Arizona and Hawaii did. By 2007, the Energy Policy Act in 2005 changed it up a little bit. So rather it being the last Sunday of April, it's now the second Sunday of March. And rather than the last Sunday of October, it's the first Sunday of November. So what happened with that is we just narrowed the standard time, which a lot of us like. I mean, they rather than 6 months, now they have it narrowed down to a little bit over 4 months. Just get rid of it. Just a uniform time, please. So did we try to stop daylight saving time? We did. In the 1970s, on January 7th, 1974, the way they did it was a cluster. So they tried to do the change in the middle of winter when kids are going back to school and the dark, cold morning hours, they notice increased accidents. And so Congress, they reversed it 2 years later. And then President Ford said, no, we're going to do the twice yearly time changes. So because they couldn't get it right and they picked the wrong date, why don't you, here it is. Okay, March 10th, we're changing the clocks. Then stop. Or I got a better idea. Don't change the clocks. But just keep it the way it is. Just either don't change them or change them but once and then leave it alone the rest of the year. So why do doctors have their panties all up in a bunch? Well, my panties get up in a bunch because there are risks to daylight savings time start. The spring forward, which we're going to have where we lose an hour, has been linked to health risks. The fall back negates those health risks. But the spring forward is stupid. There's an increased risk of car accidents, heart attacks, workplace injuries, suicide. There's studies showing suicide's up, pregnancy loss and fertility, depression. In 2014, a study found that heart attack risk to spike 25% the following Monday after the spring forward. Now, mind you, yeah, honestly, guys, we really can't deal with an hour. Really? Just an hour. But for many people, that hour messes them up. It is extra stress, especially if they're only sleeping 4 or 5 hours at night. So start now. Start today. Now, maybe wake up a little bit early. Get yourself used to the time. I've been waking up at 5 a.m. just to get used to it. Get yourself used to it. Make sure you're still hydrating, eating well. I mean, it shouldn't be that big a deal, but understand that Monday that's going to be coming up, you're probably going to be a little tired. Maybe alter your schedule. Now, if it's really a big deal, maybe talk to your boss about how, just in case you don't wake up that easily, you could start an hour later. But don't stress about it. I think the stress of the hour, you know, and that the light looks different and it looks different outside. I'm not good with change, but it shouldn't be to the point that people are getting into car accidents, having heart disease, suicidal over it. But if there's ever an argument to stop it, it's now, and people don't take the change well. So sign the petition at change.org. Talk to your local congressmen, senators, and tell them, congresspeople, senators, and tell them to stop the daylight saving changes. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation departments.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so tonight we have the State of the Union. So President Joe Biden, he was kind of missing during Super Tuesday. We were wondering why he wasn't making any speeches. Usual candidate. I mean, look, when you are able to get media attention, you get the media attention. Okay? Nobody is going to substitute commercial or a TV show, if you are going to be speaking and you are leading the Democratic primary as you are, you would think he would jump at the chance to get some airtime like any politician would. Nope. Nope. He doesn't like to be on camera. Not the wisest thing from a presidential candidate, but for Biden, probably the wisest thing because he doesn't do well on camera. But he has to do the State of the Union. The State of the Union address he has to do. So it sounds like he's been preparing. And it'll be interesting to see him get through it. Hopefully his speech writers, don't screw up it. Oftentimes they are the brunt of the anger when he messes up with his speeches. Hopefully the font is big. Hopefully he doesn't read the sentence wrong. But it's not easy. And some of you, I love doing public speaking. I'll do a State of the Union blindfold if I have to. But I get it. It's pretty anxiety producing. But what a lot of us are anxious about is what is he going to do? So there are going to be tax hikes. There's going to be a minimum corporate tax that I think is jumping from 15% to 21%. Now, he is going to raise tax rates for billionaires, which doesn't affect us too much. But the corporate tax, yes, that is going to affect us. If he is going to be taxing and raising taxes on Walmart, on Target, on McDonald's, on grocery stores, we're going to feel it. So the White House officials said the steps were part of a proposed 2025 budget to be released next week. They want to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years. Now, I got a way they could reduce the federal deficit. Ask everybody who has student loans to pay them, or ask the colleges who took the money for the student loans to help pay it. I mean, I don't understand why you're writing off debt if, and then at the same time, taxing corporations that are going to basically hurt the individuals who are trying to write the student loans off of. Doesn't make any sense to me. But this is part of his reelection campaign. I don't know if that's really going to help. He's got a lot of issues in the polls. But he says congressional Republicans want to cut taxes even more for the wealthy and big corporations, all while adding more than $3 trillion to the debt. You see, he needs to listen to JFK. JFK, in January of 1963, had months before he was sadly assassinated, he had talked about how you need to lower taxes. I mean, a Democrat. Make perfect sense, and he explained why. You start to raise taxes, that expense gets transferred to other people, hence the consumers, because rich corporations are not going to just eat it. They're going to then change how they make money, either cutting jobs or raising prices. And even JFK knew that. So I don't understand why the Democrats are not kind of following in other Democratic leaders' footsteps. But this idea of, well, we're going to tax the rich. We're going to make people who make over $100 million pay 25%. And a lot of people like that because there's very few people that make over $100 million, but that's not going to fix our problems. So, we'll see, how he does. And if he really wants to be popular, I love talking strategy because I've been in PR most of my life. And if I was a Democratic strategist, I would come clean and say, hey, guys, look, it stops here. Trump and I, we were going back and forth, and I got into office, and I reversed a lot of what Trump did. But to be honest, every president has their good policies and their bad policies. And some of the things that my predecessors have done, whether it be Trump, Obama, the Bushes, Clinton, actually, it shouldn't be reversed. And I think we can work with both sides to get what needs to be done. College debt, for example. Those of you guys who had to pay $60,000 a year for a college degree that's worthless, we're going to ask those colleges to help buy back some of that loan money. So it's not on the taxpayer and it's not on you. We're going to secure the border. If our border and customs need a wall, we're going to give that to them. We're going to secure our cities and stop the crime. So whatever the police need, we are going to provide that support. Our communities that are struggling with homelessness, we are going to talk to those who run the shelters, you know, those individuals who are in our military who cannot find homes, are dealing with injuries and things that are preventing them from getting jobs. We're going to address that. Just talk common sense and say, guys, I'm not an anti-Trump president or an anti-Republican president. Right? And I understand I got into office and he even reversed the insulin. Trump had lowered insulin to $35. He reversed that. Later brought it back as his own. But come on. Because you have a lot of moderates out there. Everybody thinks it's just the extremes on both sides. You have a lot of moderates. Now, and look, if you guys were upset that you didn't have baby formula, but the formula was going to the border, right, we're going to, one, make sure that we don't have formula shortages again, and two, we're going to make sure that Americans are still taken care of first. And mind you, as far as I'm concerned, I want any baby, you know, getting what they need. But I also think we probably need to discuss breastfeeding a little bit better. Now, nice to have a food source that you don't have to buy. But for some of us who couldn't breastfeed, me, after 6 weeks, I had to go to formula with the kids. So, but you know, there's some honest, common sense conversations that could happen. What Biden immediately needs to do is eliminate this electric vehicle anxiety and say, look, I know many of you live in apartments. You don't have your own fancy home and garage, so you do not want to, in addition to that, take on an expense of a brand new electric vehicle. We're going to slow that down. If you love your car and you don't have a garage where you could charge it in, we're not going to accelerate that and raise up the heat. We're going to pull that back. Now, we're going to still find ways to protect the environment. We're going to be honest about the environment. If more and more reports are saying electric vehicles are also bad for the environment, we're going to look into it. If somebody has a question about vaccines, we're not going to vilify them. We are learning as we go. We're not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. Our predecessors made mistakes. But our predecessors did some good things, and I want to be remembered for good things. So, yep, if I made any mistakes in the last couple years, let me fix them. And you know, I think that would probably go a longer way. But right now, I think everybody's trying to double down. I mean, just the fact that Biden is running again, when he really should be retiring. Now, why don't people, Democrats or Republicans, admit to their mistakes? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being that we have and we perform about a million abortions a year, give or take, some years it was higher, some years lower, the question always comes up, a million, what are the reasons why we have so many? Is it that it is, most of these cases are rape? Are most of these cases medical emergency? Is it incest? And people always ask, how many of the cases are actually incest? How many of the cases are actually, you know, what are the reasons? And we don't really have a lot of data. Now, we're assuming that the majority are unwanted pregnancies. Somebody didn't plan for the pregnancy, got pregnant, because a lot of the rape, rape-induced pregnancies are easier to document because we have political records. But in terms of individuals who change their mind, and I've heard patients with a gamut of reasons, they were in love, but they're not in love anymore. They're breaking up. So they're not together, not going to be together anymore. So now there's not going to be spousal support, money, worries that the baby's not going to be healthy. And so we don't have a lot of data. Well, a law that is bringing up a lot of controversy is coming out of Kansas, where Kansas in this bill would like the questions asked. If it's not a medical emergency, can you tell us, you know, why you're making the decision to terminate the pregnancy so we could learn and see what services are needed? And so the supplemental note on House Bill number 2749 out of Kansas would amend House Bill 2749 to provide for the written report of pregnancies lawfully terminated to be submitted by medical care facilities and persons licensed to practice medicine and surgery to the Secretary of Health and Environmental Secretary on a biannual basis. The bill would require, except in medical emergency situations, that each patient be asked prior to the termination of a pregnancy to indicate the most important factor regarding their reason for deciding to end the pregnancy. The bill would provide the following reasons as options. Like, number one, would having this baby interfere with your schooling, employment, or career? Is it that the patient cannot afford having a child? Now, I think any state would want to know that, because most states have baby your baby or other sorts of nonprofits and state support for pregnant women. And so maybe it's an issue where they didn't know that they were going to have assistance. So I think that's a valid question. If you cannot afford a child, if the patient already has enough or too many children, and now this one more is too many for them, the patient's partner is abusive to the patient or their children, the patient's husband or partner wants the patient to have the abortion, and it's not them. And as a doctor, I'd like to know that. Is it that some of these moms are being forced to abort when they don't want to? The pregnancy is a result of rape. Again, something we should know. The pregnancy is a result of incest. The patient does not have enough support from the family or others to raise the child. The pregnancy threatens the patient's physical health. The pregnancy threatens the patient's mental or emotional health, or the child would end up having a disability. If the patient declines to answer, that's okay. The bill would require each report to include the number of times each of the reasons was described as the most important, the number of times a patient seeking an abortion was asked about the reasons and declined to answer, and the patient's age in years, marital status, residence, that kind of stuff. So here's the thing. Somebody could say, well, why would anybody reject this? Well, many people feel that this could be stigmatizing, embarrassing, an individual, making them admit, well, look, I really want to be a doctor. Getting pregnant is going to mess up my schooling, so I just want to terminate the pregnancy. They don't want people feeling shamed. And I'm going to tell you, there's women who got pregnant in medical school that were still able to, get through their schooling and all that. But, it is, I think, enlightening to find out the whys. I mean, as a doctor, if I find out that my patient wants to keep the baby, but her spouse is making her terminate it, I, as a physician, want to know what kind of an abusive relationship my patient is now trapped in. That's kind of, that's kind of important. If the patient does not have support to raise a child, what current support do they have with their current children? Does that person need help? If you have somebody saying, I can't afford another baby, we're barely holding on now. Okay, how many children do you have? I have three children. Okay. You know, do you need assistance? Do you need food stamps? Do you need support? Do we need, you know, to help you with child care or daycare or babysitting? You know, if somebody goes to get an abortion and says, this is going to affect my health, if I go through a pregnancy, it is going to threaten my physical health, don't you think a doctor wants to know that? So why? Why is it going to threaten your health? Well, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I have kidney disease. You do. Okay. Who's helping you with that? Oh, I don't have a doctor. Well, now we can help you. So, you know, I see both sides, but these questions are kind of important to know. You know, what if it won't threaten your physical health? You have elevated blood pressure. Just because you have high blood pressure doesn't mean you're never allowed to have a baby. You know, people talk about the discrimination and the racism in medicine. You not informing or educating or having conversations with people is discriminatory. You don't think a patient is intelligent enough to have a conversation? You want to let young women believe that they have a medical condition that will prevent them from ever being able to have babies when actually they can have healthy children? See, to me, that's discriminatory. We have to be able to have conversations. Now, maybe this bill is going to be too caustic. Maybe people are going to be upset that it's required and all that. I think asking questions is going to be very valuable to find out what it is that's happening. You know, I'd really like to know, of these million abortions being done a year, how many of those moms didn't want to give up the baby? But the other side wanted it, and they felt compelled. That's kind of a pretty important data point to know. How many of them were in an abusive relationship? Well, don't we as doctors want to know if our patient is being abused and the kids are being abused? If somebody thinks that that person is going to hurt the baby, the question begs, what's going on with the kids at home, if they have any? Now, honestly, I think these questions were asked all along. They should be. When I had a patient that would come into me saying I want an abortion, I'd always ask why. I didn't perform them. I told them to reach out to their gynecologist or OB, or I couldn't perform them. I'm family medicine, and I wouldn't do that. That's not my medicine specialty. But, you know, why are you in? You always ask why. So you could help them if there's something you could do that where you could help. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.